Good morning. It is Tuesday, June 30th, 2026. This is the Lyceum Daily. Start with the court, because that is where the structural shift happened. The Supreme Court ruled 6-3 Monday that removal protections for Federal Trade Commission members are unconstitutional, striking down a 90-year-old precedent. Chief Justice Roberts wrote that so-called for-cause protections at more than 24 independent agencies violate separation of powers. The immediate consequence, President Trump can now fire Democratic Commissioner Rebecca Slaughter. A separate ruling allowed Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook to keep her seat while litigation continues, which is why equity markets rallied. The S&P 500 closed up 1.18% at 7,440, and the Nikkei jumped 1.24% to 70,326. On the diplomacy front, United States negotiators are set to meet Iranian counterparts in Doha today after both sides traded strikes over the weekend near the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps fired missiles and drones at American facilities in Kuwait and Bahrain. The United States damaged at least 10 Iranian military and surveillance sites in response. A United States official reported no casualties and no major damage, and commercial shipping is still moving through the strait. Iran said Monday no talks are scheduled, citing the existing memorandum. Oil's response was muted. Brent rose less than 1%. Ukraine launched one of its largest drone assaults of the war overnight, striking a dozen Russian regions and Crimea. Russia's defense ministry reported intercepting 660 drones. That is your The Lyceum Daily. See you next time.